Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Forgiveness is a powerful virtue that has the ability to bring about healing and reconciliation in our lives and relationships. It requires strength and courage to let go of anger and bitterness and extend love and mercy to those who have wronged us. In this message, we will explore the transformative power of forgiveness and reflect on our own experiences with this challenging, yet important aspect of our lives. Join us on this journey today as we look at the topic, God's will for forgiveness. Our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 6 verse 12.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 12, "And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us."
Forgiveness is a central theme in Christianity, and it is something that God desires for us to extend to one another. When we forgive, we are showing the love and grace of God in our own lives. The story of Nelson Mandela and his journey to forgiveness is a powerful testimony to the transformative power of forgiveness. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison for his role in the fight against apartheid in South Africa. Yet, upon his release from prison, he did not seek revenge against those who had wronged him, but instead chose to forgive them and work towards reconciliation. In his book, Long Walk to Freedom, Nelson Mandela writes about his decision to forgive those who had oppressed him. He wrote, "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." When we refuse to forgive, we keep ourselves in the prison of bitterness and pain. The is often worse than physical prison as it can deny us many good things than freedom. Mandela's decision to forgive was not an easy one, and it took time and effort for him to come to terms with the injustices he had faced. However, he understood that forgiveness was necessary for both his own personal growth and for the healing of his nation. This reminds us that forgiveness is not an easy path, but it is a necessary one. It takes strength and courage to let go of anger and bitterness and to extend love and mercy to those who have wronged us. However, in doing so, we can find peace, heal relationships, and bring about reconciliation. From our Bible text in Matthew 6 verse 12, in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches his disciples, "And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us." For us to receive forgiveness, we must also forgive. You can't ask for forgiveness while you refuse to forgive others. The good thing about forgiveness in our lives is its healing power. To get healed of wounds inflicted on our lives and emotions, we have to forgive and let go. The Bible tells us that God is a forgiving God. In the book of Exodus, we see that God forgives the Israelites when they worshiped a golden calf, and in the New Testament, we see Jesus teaching about forgiveness in the Lord's Prayer, saying, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors," Matthew chapter 6 verse 12. This demonstrates that forgiveness is not just an action that we take, but it is also something that we receive from God. Forgiving others can be difficult, especially when we have been wronged or hurt deeply. But when we choose to forgive, we are making a conscious decision to release the bitterness and anger that can hold us back and preventing us from experiencing the peace and freedom that God desires for us. Forgiveness frees us from the chains of the past and allows us to move forward in our lives with a clean slate. When we forgive, we are also imitating the love and grace that God has shown us. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but He offers us forgiveness through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, Romans chapter 3 verses 23 to 24. When we forgive others, we are demonstrating that same love and grace to them. In conclusion, the will of God for us to forgive is an expression of His love and grace. When we choose to forgive, we are not only showing love to others but also imitating the love that God has shown us. So, let us pray for the strength and wisdom to forgive, and for the grace to extend love and mercy to others. As you go today, I would like you to take a moment to reflect on your personal approach to forgiveness. Have you struggled with forgiving someone in the past? What emotions or challenges have you faced when trying to forgive someone? Have you found it difficult to let go of anger and bitterness? In what ways has forgiveness helped you find peace and heal relationships? It's important to remember that forgiving others is not always easy, but it can be incredibly transformative and liberating. As we reflect on our own experiences with forgiveness, we can gain a deeper understanding of the importance of forgiveness and the will of God about it. Ask God for the grace to forgive all those who had hurt you today and take the step to forgive totally. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today to reflect on the power of forgiveness. We understand that forgiving others can be a challenging task, but we also know that it can bring about healing, peace, and reconciliation in our lives and relationships. Help us to let go of the anger and bitterness that can hold us back and to extend love and mercy to those who have wronged us. Give us the strength and courage to forgive, even when it's difficult, and to trust in your plan for our lives. We pray that you will continue to guide us in our journeys of forgiveness and that we may grow in our understanding of the transformative power of this virtue. Help us to extend grace and compassion to those around us, and to create a more peaceful and harmonious world through our choices of forgiveness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 18 and chapter 19. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 27 verse 32 to 66. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.